What's up, everybody? Man, it's another episode of the D-Star Show. What's going on, Cal?
What's going on, Jimmy Josh?
Boy, you shut up, man. Hey, man, I've been tied up in court, man, all week, man. Jury dude ain't no joke, bro. Hey, you cannot skip out on it, but hey, you skip out, that's your ass.
Hey, they give your ass a Jimmy Josh challenge just to say somebody guilty or not.
No, nah, dog, it didn't go like that, dog. We looked at all the evidence, dog.
Hey.
Hey,
what would you do for a sandwich from Jimmy?
Phony, you didn't do it like that, dog.
You ain't that shit, red, boy. You ate that shit the other day, the snitch.
Boy, you stupid. Stupid, boy. You so stupid, boy.
Nah, no, I hey, love doing some shit like that, though. D. I ain't even gonna capture you, dog. Because, listen, what? I watch so many TV shows when a motherfucker be like, I want to keep getting the food, so they keep changing their verdict and shit.
Hey, bro, I'll be honest with you, bro. I was ready to go day one, though. I was hoping I wasn't chosen, man, but I was chosen, so I had to sit down and do my duty, man.
But shit, y'all, they must have laid the facts to you quick, and y'all came back in 2 days.
Bro, hey, the case was, it really was an open, closed book case, man, you know. But hey, everybody have the right to actually go to a trial, you know what I'm saying? Any charge that you get, you have the right to say, hey, look, I want to go to a trial. And he tried it, you know what I'm saying? And it didn't work out for him.
He should have took that plea.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm taking a plea. I ain't that. If I knew I did the crime, bitch, give me a plea.
What?
Especially if you know you did the crime. Come on now.
But what if you could beat it though?
That's a 50-50 chance, dog.
I mean, you don't know unless you try now.
Yeah, but guess what? Girl? You fuck around and try, they say, oh, I give you a year. Then you go to trial, they say, fuck it, you getting 15.
What if the plea deal like 20 years though? And at trial you might could get like 50, but you could get away with it.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. 20, you gone, dog. You dying in that shit. How old am I?
What you only 26?
I'm 25.
25. I'm 40 gone, years old.
I'm killing myself, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't do 20, dog. I'm killing myself. While we talking about time, man,
the question I had today, man, how long, if your mate went in jail, how long do you wait?
You said what now?
If your mate went in jail, or even if you went in jail, how long do you expect your mate, how long do you expect your mate to wait? And how long do you wait?
Man, that's a good one. Man, honestly, bro, I would say that honestly, man, once you go inside the pen, I say if you got more than like 5 years, it's probably cooked. But even somebody waiting for companionship for 5 years, bro, most people not gonna do it. Most people gonna move on immediately.
My thing is this: bitch get horny every day.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know I'm saying. Bitch get horny every day.
Know what I'm saying, bro? Like, don't
your coochie get wet every day, D?
Boy, you stupid.
Oh, boy, you got jokes.
Boy, you stupid. But yeah, man, I don't know. I think if it's more than like 5 years, maybe like 3 years, I could probably stomach that. But
so you wait 3 years for Jada?
Yeah.
Just three.
I mean, I'll probably wait longer. For me, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. What you mean by waiting? Because a lot of people
You ain't doing nothing.
I ain't gonna cap to you, bro. I probably wouldn't mind. 3 years is a long time. I probably wouldn't mind because if she getting out, then I know I got a shorty that's coming back. But it, I don't know, man. It depends. If she not getting out, then I don't know, man. Shit.
Yeah, they getting out.
They getting out, guaranteed.
Well, let me say this. All right, let me give him this, D. 10 years. She JD get 10. All right, is you waiting? You ain't fucking nothing, or you just gonna go ahead and just wait it out?
10 years without some cheeks, but I might be rich by then, but I might be the set down, got focused. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I really don't know. Cause I mean, imagine if I get some cheeks and then have a baby, dog. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
But it's over with then, you feel me? That's like if anybody lady get locked up and then boom, you know that lady 5 minutes later, she damn near
she fucking.
She damn near, that's what I'm saying, bro. I wouldn't expect nobody to wait for me. So I could see, like, I don't know. I might give it a little bit of time, try to fight the appeal or whatever, but I don't know, man. I probably got a good 2-3 years in me, man. Other than I got it.
But it's a lot of cats in prison right now, man, expecting their girl to wait. You know what I'm saying? And a lot
man,
of girls,
man, old lady probably getting beat down.
Beat hey, but down. You know, a lot of them will tell you, hey, look, my man in jail. What we doing, it don't mean nothing to me. But when he get out, I'm going to be with my man. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. My cousin hit a whole baby from her nigga.
What? What?
He got 10 years. He just got out. She hit a whole baby from him.
How she hit him?
Said that was
in
her
the closet, bitch.
No. Said that was her niece.
What?
I'll tell you off the air now.
Yeah, do that all right, dog. Go boy, look here.
My cousin listens to the show. I don't want to put her business out there.
I feel you, dog. Good boy, look here. That's ugly.
I'm sitting here smiling in his face, not knowing, like, that's my little cousin. For real. That's my little cousin's daughter.
Well, that's crazy. That's,
he think
that's
my cousin crazy. Was faithful. Boy, she, man, let me stop talking.
Please let me stop talking.
Man, look, bro, I don't think, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, if you got roped up in something illegal and you know what type of time you was on, I don't think you could really expect anybody to wait for you, bro. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, you got in trouble with the laws knowing that you could risk your freedom. How can you expect somebody to wait for you if you're going to make a selfish move like that? That like if I right. got roped up right now because I'm risking my freedom, how can I tell my family to put everything on pause until I get out, bro? How?
Right.
Hey, so when you get out, do you expect to go back to your family or your family to switch up what they got going on?
Man, you know what? I will visit them, but I mean, if they got a whole nother situation going on, I just really need to see my kids, man. That's all.
Now, hey, that's real stand up move right there.
Yeah, that's all, man. Cause that like you know what I'm saying. If you wouldn't have never been violating, then you wouldn't have to live this life. But because you was violating. Now you living this life, you feel me? Like that was on you. And I ain't talking about the people who get locked up, you know what I'm saying? You know, and falsely in prison, but the people who out here know they violating and know they, you know, an hour away from getting arrested or going to jail at any given moment, then yeah, come on, bro. What you expect your family to do? Man, my uncle, one of the smartest dudes I know, he said, bro, if anything happened to you, your people will be okay. Your family will be okay. He said, you may not be okay to realize that they okay, but they'll be all right. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And to me, I was like, dang, it was kind of crazy. It shook my mind a little bit, but he's right, bro. If something happened to me tomorrow, bro, my people will be okay. Life goes on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Life goes on. And then, you know, reality, think about it. That's selfish of me to be like, nah, I want y'all to put everything on pause and cry every day and stand outside the jail and sing songs about how they need to free me. Come on, man.
You stupid.
Y'all around here tripping by 3 years. Some motherfucker got down and get played in 8 hours.
You stupid. You 30 work. Minutes, bitch.
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying? Big getting cheated on right now. He free.
You say he's free already and he get cheated.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, bro.
Bitch ain't even getting no time yet.
For real.
Yeah,
soon you
crazy,
never go to, hey, soon you clocked in, another dude laying up in your bed. Come on now.
All right. I'm talking about you done pass him on your street on the way to work. You didn't even know.
Didn't even know.
And then nigga texted. Hey, Kev, nigga texted and said, man, stop slobbing on the pillow.
Boy, you funny.
Well, look here. Hey, that can bring us into the topic, man. Kevin wanting to talk about Steve Harvey and his wife, man. What's going on in the Steve Harvey world right now?
So pretty much, listen, I really don't know the facts. This all allegedly, his wife stepped out on him with the bodyguard or whatever the case may be.
Allegedly,
you know. And Uncle D said, y'all gonna keep my motherfucking wife's name out your motherfucking mouth. Not like Will Smith did. But
I feel Will came and slapped the shit out of.
I love the way how Steve Harvey loved his wife out loud. And he don't let people play with her. You feel me? He don't let people play with her. So I agree with Steve. Y'all don't understand what he been through with that woman. Like he was explaining. She was with me when I had zero fucking dollars. Zero. When he was home, damn near homeless again because his first one. And I guess somebody stole $20 million from me or whatever the case may be when he was supposed to pay taxes and shit. And she stayed right by it. You feel me? So for them to be talking shit about his wife and he checked their ass, I feel him. I stand behind you, Steve, 1,000%.
Hey, you think that if we find out that the rumors is true, that he gonna have the same tone?
Hell nah, he's gonna punch out.
Ain't like a man. Ain't like a man, Steve. Hey, but hey, not all jokes aside though. One of his co-hosts on the show actually had a conversation about Steve's wife, and it was leaked. How do y'all feel about that? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't see that.
Yeah, I put it in the chat, man. Shirley Strawberry, she actually was having a conversation on the phone with her husband that was incarcerated, and somehow the conversation got leaked, and Steve heard it. You know what I'm saying? But on the rebuttal piece, I like how Steve handled it. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't fire from the job or whatever, but I like how he kind of handled it. Because think about it, everybody talk about everybody. You know what I'm saying? At some point in time, everybody talk about everybody. It's gonna be some shit that, hey, look, hey, I may be in a situation, shit. Hey, damn, I don't like how Jordan did that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa, I don't like how Kevin did that. It ain't that, hey, look, we were talking negative about you and talking bad about you. We just expressing our feelings at the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could disagree with people.
I know you be talking shit, dog.
What you say? What you mean?
My ear be itching. I know you be talking shit, dog.
But anytime I talk shit about you, dog, I can tell you what I said, though. That's the problem.
You ain't
but,
a real
hey, nigga. But my thing is, that's people, though. I'm saying that's just people in general, you know what I'm saying? People have disagreements. People have disagreements, and people have opinion about stuff all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you may be like, damn, I don't like how D got down try to spoil Amber and all this stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You might not like that. But that's your opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I can tell you, man, when I first met Big Mama. when I first met D, man, he was the same exact way 100% of the time. That's why I said I'll fuck with him. You feel me? He wasn't wishy-washy.
Yeah.
So, once again, like I gave your flowers on the show last show, you just been a real outstanding nigga. You feel me? And I appreciate that. Same to you, Jordan. Niggas. You feel me? Y'all stand on what y'all speak on, and I appreciate that.
We got to, bro. Too many people out here saying one thing, doing another thing, wishing ill on people, bro. It be too much. And yeah. I was listening to the post on Instagram, and it said that most people either want to see you suffering because they suffering, or they want to see you doing worse than them because they not doing too well. A lot of people get satisfaction knowing that somebody doing worse, and it's kind of crazy because
that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's really kind of bogus. That's how broke people stay broke. That's how people with poor mindsets keep poor mindsets because don't nobody want to help them out. because, you know, don't nobody want to be seen as they doing better than me. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? They drive a beat up Toyota Corolla and I drive a Lexus. But what you don't know is the person driving a beat up Toyota Corolla may have an extra $30,000 in the bank because they drive a beat up Toyota Corolla. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you'll never know people's circumstances on the outside looking in. And what you can't fathom is just because that person don't have the things you have or isn't able to do the things you do, doesn't mean that they live a more miserable life. And a lot of people to being successful. And I mean, you could have 32 cars, 4 mansions, a private jet, and, you know, 8 shorties in every crib that you go to. But I mean, if you still lonely at the end of the day, if you don't got a good relationship with your kids, or if you can't manage money well, then I mean, what does that mean?
Right.
So yeah, bro, it's crazy. But you gotta stand on something nowadays, because if you don't, then you know you end up getting taken advantage of. People walk all over you, and once you open that door, it's hard to close it. I swear. It's hard to close it. But with the whole Steve Harvey joint, I hope his wife really didn't do that, because, you know, now what we're seeing in Hollywood, and not even in Hollywood, but just across the world, man, divorce is at an all-time high. Like, there ain't no togetherness no more. It's like, well, we're going to do this for a little bit, try it out, but we're not actually going to give it a try, because as soon as we done. You know what I'm saying? And I get that there be some circumstances that's, you know, we can't get past this, it's unforgivable, blah, blah. But a lot of the time, bro, people don't even want to try to work things out, bro. It's just instantly straight to the divorce lawyer.
Yep.
Except when that's involved. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I was going to touch on that situation that we had about the live show thing, you know what I'm saying? How
in
my opinion, that's grounds for divorce. I gotta go back. And it ain't even because
my Wi-Fi fucking up.
Oh, it's my Wi-Fi. Hold on.
Yeah, it's your Wi-Fi fucking up, dog. It was spotty.
He said spotty. You know about spotty, don't you?
Nah, dude, you do. You just told me you were up. You just... It's cold.
Yeah, we can
do it. Man, but what I was saying, except for like the scenario where some stuff just unforgivable, and one of the pod show live guests, I don't know, I can't talk today. One of the live show podcast guests said that she was raised in a baby that wasn't biologically hers. And I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Because I think that most shorties will leave if a dude have a baby on them. But, you know, a lot of the shorties were saying, nah, we don't, or we won't, or blah, blah, blah. But as a dude, I think that this is exactly why you could make the argument to say men cheating and women cheating is different. And I'm not trying to get into cheating because I already know how people feel about it. But if a dude is willing to raise another man's child, lady, that's a tough dude. That's a dude I don't want to meet in the alleyway nowhere, because he a tough dude. He, you know what I'm saying? He built for it tough. Nah, for real. But
he's built for it tough.
But he built for it tough, because in my mind, that's a constant reminder of fidelity he already had. And it's like, not only was you out doing me dirty, but you had it back. Situation that we was talking about on the show was, you know, he cheated first, then she cheated back. I get that, you know what I'm saying, for tax, but the cheating is different, bro. And I was having this conversation the other day, like a dude could go smash a shorty and not get his feelings caught up in it, or shouldn't get his feelings caught up in it if he just smashing it. You know what I'm saying, fellas? This one for y'all, bro. If you out here cheating on your old lady or doing the dirty, you can't be whispering and pillow talking shorty ear, bro. You got to keep a G. Like, listen, I'm just here for the cheeks and that's it. Because all that, oh, I'm finna leave my wife, oh, I'm finna leave my wife. Stop, because you're not.
Nobody lying.
You feel me? You just trying to whatever you can to get this girl to clap. If you can't get her to clap off some player shit, then you know what I'm saying, just chill out. It's not necessary. Oh, you know what I'm saying? And then on the other end, I think women way more tolerant of cheating. And just from listening to the conversation about how short he's staying after dudes be having babies on them by another lady, oh yeah. To me, that says that shorty's way more tolerant than cheating. Plus,
yeah, for real.
You feel me? Like just make it make sense. Plus the whole emotional breakdown connection type of deal, it's not the same. And you can make that argument 7 days of the week. It's not the same. The two don't add up. Cause I know most dudes. Well, actually, I won't say I know most dudes. In my opinion, I think most dudes, if a shorty had a baby on him, he'd probably be like, oh, nah, I can't do it. But I don't know.
It ain't appear that you can really swallow, you know what I'm saying?
Boy, you here.
I'm just saying, man, think about it, bro. Hey, you got to think about it, man. Your homeboy, they looking at you stupid, you know what I'm saying? Your family looking like...
Oh, yeah, they going to climb.
You know what I'm saying? Every family union you go to, dog, everybody behind doors laughing and shit.
Oh yeah, they gonna give you the simp of the year shirt at the family reunion. Tell you, they gonna have one custom made.
But okay, Jordan, can I ask you a question? What's the definition of a simp?
Man, bro, a simp is just a person who I would say hasn't developed that of masculine thinking, bro. Man, you feel me? A man who hasn't developed the mindset of masculine thinking. And I'm not talking about that whole alpha male shit. I ain't talking that whole, being super aggressive. I'm just talking about a masculine mindset. Understanding how the world works from a standpoint of masculinity, bro. Because if you're not being a leader in your household as a man and you got a household, you got an old lady, you got kids or whatever the case may be, you need to be a leader, bro. You need to be somebody who's respected, somebody who could be looked up to, somebody who stand on their word, you know, stuff like that, bro. Because you could be a simp in a bunch of other aspects and not even know it. A lot of people think simping is just related to women, and it ain't. But you could be a simp on a job. You could let your boss talk to you any old kind of way and disrespect you this, down, and third, left, and right. But your boss ain't never going to respect you if you keep letting them do that. That's simple.
So, I know we keep talking about Russell Wilson. So, Russell Wilson is not a simp compared to your definition. So, I don't
know. Nah, that ain't true. My definition of Russell Wilson, bro, again, you a household. To me, a masculine leader in this household not finna let his lady go out the house or anything and call it women empowerment, bro, because it's not women empowerment. We were just talking about the whole nudity. Was it the VMA?
Yeah, last week. Yeah, we were just talking about it last week, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's going out in public.
Yeah. Fucked up, dog.
Oh, my bad, man.
Yeah, Indy, baby. Hey, but my thing is, I'm like Jordan was saying, though, I'm saying a man ain't going to let his woman go out half naked. My thing is, yeah, I may not buy your clothes, but at the same time, you disrespecting me going out half naked. That's a sign of disrespect. And if I allow that to me, that's a part of simp.
So is that being controlling?
No, it ain't about being controlling. It's about respect. Bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, it is about respect, but I think a certain aspect of a relationship, a man should probably control. Because if you leave it up to women, women normally don't want to be in charge.
And it goes into our next topic. Tyler Perry got the man internet rocking right now. Tyler Perry say it's okay for a woman to run the household and bring home the bacon. How y'all guys feel about it? It's only guys on the show tonight. So
No. You got to explain what he said. If you're going to say something, say it right.
Go ahead and break it down, then.
He said if that man can only afford a certain amount of bills in the household, that should be okay if the woman is the breadwinner. Because guess what? He's still contributing. He just can't contribute on her level. If he's still paying the light bill, then let that man continue to be a man in your household and lead your household. Yes, he might not have the money to pay the rent, but he paying that light bill and he's still a man. and you still need to respect him as a man.
But
That's what I got from that clip.
I have been listening to other morning shows and other podcasts and stuff like that, man. How do you feel about it? I feel like it's okay for a man to do this every day, because men do it every day. He take his breadwinner, take care of the home, whole nine. But I think women do it, and another guy smiling and looking at her, and she feeling another dude. It's gonna be a limited. It's gonna be a matter of time before stop. I just don't see a woman thinking doing it. Huh?
Have you seen another dude you smiled at?
Hey, I ain't gonna entertain you, boy. Hey, you pushing it though, but I ain't gonna entertain you.
Hey, you know what? I was thinking about that the other day. And what Calvin kind of saying is right. Like, listen, shorties, if you got a good man and, you know, he doing his thing and this, that, and the third, and y'all getting along, if you paying all the bills, then understand, bro, you still got to let that man be a man. And this is why I forgot who video I was watching, but I was watching somebody's video on YouTube. And the problem ain't that Shorty's making all the bread and can't find a good man. Shorty's making all the bread, but still want to dictate all the terms of the relationship. And they don't want that man to be masculine. You feel me? And any dude out here that's worth some weight, if he gonna let the Shorty pay all the bills, let's say the Shorty making $120,000, let's say he making $58,000. The problem with that is it's hard for a lot of shorties to turn off that fact that money controls everything. You know what I'm saying? It's difficult. And yeah, you could do that. You know what I'm saying? You could belittle a man and talk down to him and say you're paying for everything. But, you know, that's not going to get you nowhere. And the same thing for fellas, bro. Dudes shouldn't be leading with all the money that they make. Yeah, that's important to provide and everything like that. But if you got to say, oh, well, I make $250,000 a year, and you know what I'm saying, that's why I'm running the show and this, that, and the third, that's kind of bogus, because there's things that a lady is going to contribute to a relationship, and there's things that a dude is going to contribute to the relationship. So just like we be telling women, like, oh, you got your own house, your own car, you an independent boss chick, you got your own job. I mean, that don't really make you special. That just makes you an adult. Because everybody out here with their own car, right, their own job, you know what I'm saying? That just makes you an adult. That's all that does. It doesn't really make you special. You feel me? But the fact that a man will be willing to come in and take care of you, I mean, now that kind of does make you special, because that man is willing to put all of his wants and needs to the side to help you out. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, bro. A shorty can't treat a man like he an option because she making all the bread. Just like a man shouldn't really treat a woman like she an option because he making all the bread. I was watching a video of somebody, and he was like, yeah, I be cheating on my wife because I pay all the bills. And I'm like, nah, that's crazy, bro. Like, that don't make no sense. Just because you pay all the bills don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, you could cheat on your wife, or it don't mean that you should cheat on your wife. You know what I'm saying? Right. Maybe she tolerates you to a certain extent and allows some types of disrespect because you do pay all the bills, but that doesn't necessarily mean that every shorty is going to be that way. Because it's a dude who could pay all the bills right now. But one thing, you know what I'm saying, his wife not going to tolerate is that cheating. She don't care if you do pay all the bills or if you don't pay all the bills. She ain't going to tolerate getting cheated on and disrespected.
Right.
So, yeah, man, you got to be real careful with that whole mindset. But I agree with Tyler Perry. If shorties is out here lonely and down bad and want a man and want kids and want a family, hey, you got to put all of that boss chick lifestyle to the side, because it can't be two dudes in a relationship. It's not gonna work out, you know, unless they that way, and I ain't finna get no deeper into it than that.
We ain't going though.
That's why I say I ain't getting no deeper into it than that. But it's a lot of good dudes out here who just not making a lot of bread, and a lot of shorties thinking that every dude makes over, you know, 100K. There's a lot of dudes who barely make 50K. There's a lot of dudes who barely make 35K. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. And I ain't in none of them categories, y'all. I'm dead in the middle.
You funny.
Hey, but hey, like they say, love don't pay no bills, bro.
Love don't pay no bills, and love don't stop. So listen, okay, y'all. I meant to bring this up in the chat, y'all. So I got some little cousins or whatever the case may be, and pretty much they're living off the government. Pretty much, okay. I try to explain to them, I can't just call off of work because I have bills. Like, if I'm depressed, if I'm upset, if I'm sick, I have to still go to work because my bills don't stop because I'm depressed. My cousin said, oh, I can't work because I'm depressed because my baby daddy did this, my baby daddy. You still have kids to provide for.
Yeah.
You have to put your depression to the side and continue to be an adult and provide for your kids instead of living off the state. You still have to get up every day and do what you have to do for you and your kids. Once you have another mouth to feed, sometimes you got to put your pride to the side and think about their pride because you have another mouth to feed. Fuck that nigga. I understand everything. It hurts, but life still goes on. Time don't wait for no one.
A lot of people ain't ready to have kids, bro. Because you know what I'm saying? Having kids makes you realize that your needs become secondary. The stuff that you want to do becomes secondary because you done brought
in a relationship, even being in a relationship, same thing.
Yeah, they come secondary, but you done brought these other people into your life and you've been tasked with taking care of them because they're your people, they're your seed. So how would you think that you can still continue doing everything that you want to do and then raise your kids correctly? You just can't do it.
Right.
You can't. You know what I'm saying? It don't work like that. But the whole living off the government, that's crazy because somebody got to pay for that.
I do.
That's what I'm saying.
It's me, goddamn. Yeah. You're living off me.
That's what I'm saying. If we all quit our jobs, but the government ain't gonna make too much more money.
Nope.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, man, I think a lot of people not really mature for relationships. But that Tyler Perry conversation, he had the internet shook up. And I think one of the things that we need to address too in the African American community, especially because this don't really seem to happen in other communities and other countries across other groups of individuals, we got to stop telling our shorties that it's better to have, you know, a job and money and cars and clothes and all that other stuff and put the family aspect on the back burner because that's how you end up older and lonely. And this ain't no shade to the older lonely women, but it's like, yo, how we gonna preach to say, you know, well, women should do this, they should do that, they should do this, they should do that. And then they do all of those things and now they 40-something and unhappy.
Yeah.
Like, the blueprint doesn't work, obviously. It doesn't work. And I'm not saying every shorty want to have a family and kids, but most shorties, bro, they want to experience motherhood. They want to be a mom. They want to be a wife. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shorties out here who want to be married but don't actually want to be wives. They just want to be married.
They don't know how to be a wife. Yeah. They don't know how to be.
Yeah, exactly. They just want to be married for the sake of being married. They don't necessarily want to be wives. But it's all about our culture. Like, you know what I'm saying? Women get raised up by their moms or their grandmas or their aunties or whoever. You know what I'm saying? And if they didn't have no man or they said they ain't need no man and they did it all by themselves, then obviously how you think the next shorties is going to grow up?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not me saying that they can't do it all by themselves. You definitely can, but why would you want to? Like, who want to raise a kid by themselves? You know how difficult that is? You know how difficult that sounds?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This shit goes... Hey, man, it's generation to generation. You know what I'm saying? They see their mama do it, they mama do it, and it keep going on. You know what I'm saying? The average girl, mother is not married, 9 times she don't get married. Or she ain't gonna know how to treat a man when she do get married. And that's my ladies, don't kill me. And the females not on the show tonight, but hey, that's my opinion, really. I'm saying, hey, I feel like a woman that is not raised up in, with them showing their mother showing them how to treat a man with a father, or whatever, like they tend to, when they get in a good relationship because they don't know how to treat a man. They just used to seeing what they normally see on a daily basis when they was growing up. And that's my opinion. Don't kill me for my opinion, but that's just my opinion.
You entitled to your opinion, sis.
But you know what? That's the same thing for the dudes, bro. The dudes, we got to get better. We got to stop letting rap music raise our kids, bro. We got to stop promoting Percocet, Molly Percocet, bro. Like, it got to stop somewhere. Because what's going to happen, and what you see happening now down the line, like the youth don't care about education, bro. They don't care about getting ahead. They don't care about being stand-up people. They don't care about the future. They care about the right now, making the most money they can, being scammers, being drug dealers, doing as many drugs as they can, jumping in the Hellcat, driving it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they got something to prove. But the stuff that they got to prove is all negative shit, bro. Like, it's nothing to be proud of for real.
And you know, I'm not going to go into details. Like I said, y'all know I was on jury duty this week here, but it's a shame, man, when you get to a certain age and you still doing the same thing that a 20-year-old doing. I'm saying it's at some point, man. And I always say it, you know what I'm saying? 20, live your life. But when you get at the end of part of 20, you need to start trying to design a house. You know what I'm saying? Because average people wait, and I ain't gonna lie, I waited to the end right here. I waited to a little time in life. If I would have bought a house at 25, just imagine I would have owned my house before I got old. You know what I'm saying? Before I was too old to enjoy my house. And but these kids are not thinking about it right now, man. Like you said, they're thinking about, hey, which female I'm gonna hit tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Who got the best weed? You know what I'm saying? Come on. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Then,
Go ahead,
Kevin.
Somebody told me this the other day is people in their 20s try to relive their life as if they were still in high school.
Nah, them times is over.
Are over. But people keep trying to relive their high school years. And it's when are you going to come to reality?
If a lot of people wasn't.
Go ahead.
D, what you were finna say?
No, DNA is over with. You know what I'm saying? It's game over.
Right.
A lot of people's best experiences was in high school, bro. And they don't ever get past that because in high school, you know, high school, I would say between the ages of like 16 and then college, probably after like 26, 27, that's the prime years of your life, bro. You know what I'm saying? But after that foundation, bro, in your prime, you need to be working on setting up for your future. And we fail a lot of our kids in that department. So they holding on to, you know, stuff they was doing in high school, like talking to the most shorties or, you know what I'm saying, you know, the sports team they was on or the friend group they was in or how popular they was. People hold on to that because outside of that, they really don't have nothing else to stand on. They haven't made any other accomplishments.
And I just got onto the female. Hey guys, I'm not asking you to stay in a bad situation because I know firsthand all relationships are not meant to be together. But if you got a shorty them, show your boys, man, even your young girls show your boys how to be a real man. Because my thing is, if you're a father right now and you got your pants hanging off your ass and you're in the street, you ain't teaching your son nothing.
Man, that's crazy.
Come on, I'm saying, but you teach him to be the same thing like you. And then you wonder why they're not successful. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
That's crazy.
I feel like every father, every mother, and you know what I'm saying, should plan and lead their kids something.
Yeah.
It's a lot of kids, man, bury their parents, and they get a debt behind it because they got to bury the parents because the parents didn't get life insurance. Don't have nothing to leave them. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing wrong with people that stay in an apartment, but, hey, guys, people that stay in apartments, you're just making that person rich. You can't pass your apartment on to your child. You can't.
Nah, you can't.
You know what I'm saying, man? We as a culture, as Black people, man, we gotta get the other cultures ahead of us right now. Even Hispanics, they're ahead of us right now. They know how to work together to make sure everybody has something. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to do that. And what we're doing now, we want to sit on the coast. We want to claim ML King, and it ain't even ours. That block ain't ours. D. That belongs to the city. Come on.
Bro, I was just watching. I follow this white guy, right? So what he do is, I can't remember his name right now. He goes around to each city and go to the most dangerous hoods and have interviews with these people in these hoods, right? So last week he was in, I think, St. Louis. And I guess they was GDs. You know what the daddy said? I told my boys to come into this because this is a family. This is a unit. So you telling me, he said, I've been gangbanging since I've been 15. And he looks like shit. And he's in his 50s. And you went and have two of your sons join this gang when it ain't did shit for you. You still in the hood. You still don't have shit. You have no money. Your teeth is missing. You come out having your boys join this gang. This gang did nothing for you but make you lose your teeth and still in the hood. So why are you saying, why are you making it okay to gangbang to your kids?
Because that's all he knows.
And it's fucked up.
Hey, what you saying really is true, man, buddy.
Well, I was really watching, like, is he really glorified being in the gang? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, girl? Like, smiling the camera, teeth missing. I'm going to try to find a clip and send it to you guys. I've been like this since I've been 15, bro. I'm like, and you 50? And you proud of that?
That's because that's all he know, bro. But that's generations and generations and time after time of not being corrected. And the problem is in our community, and not even in our community, all of America, people be afraid to stand up and say something. You know what I'm saying? People really be afraid to stand up and say something, but you know, if we got together and said, yo, we not tolerating this no more, like, we gonna say something, we gonna make people feel uncomfortable about the decisions they make. Like, the whole sagging of the pants thing, to me, I feel like it's crazy that they actually make belts and people still decide to sag their pants.
They have belts on and still sag.
I mean, I spin through the neighborhood and get belts out and ask people to pull their pants up. And I be noticing a lot of dudes buy their pants like a size smaller just so they can sag. Like, why would you pay for pants that don't fit just so you can show your ass to the public? And then the shorties be choosing these dudes that bro, it's crazy.
But then you got to understand where sagging came from, too. Sagging came from prison. If you sagged in prison, that means you wanted a man to put it in your ass. Yeah, when I found that out when I was 10 years old, I never sagged my pants ever again. D, I never put my pants down, bro. Be honest.
Kev, you know where I'm finna go with this next coming up from the mate, man. You know, I've been downtown for the last couple of days, sir. And last year, Kevin made a comment. He was like, man, hey, I ain't going down there. It's past 6 o'clock. Yeah. Boy, it don't have to be 6 o'clock, bro. I'm talking about, man, I'm down there between 7:45 and 8 o'clock every morning because of your duty, man. And I'm just watching, man, how they carry themselves, bro. You get up 8 o'clock in the morning, man, walking around, pants setting off your ass. Hi. One dude, man, had to walk past the courthouse with a blunt in his mouth. I'm like, really, dog? I'm like, really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Listen, and I'm gonna keep it a buck. I ain't scared of nail nigga, but I don't go to certain hoods past a certain time, and I mean that because it ain't nothing but trouble.
Yeah, why situation?
You hear me? Why put myself in that situation? I ain't scared of nail nigga, but I'm not going to no certain hoods in Cincinnati past a certain amount of time. If once it hits 6 o'clock, I don't give a fuck if it's still sunny outside or not. You won't catch me there.
I'll load them up around that time, but.
You won't catch me there. We'll talk.
Well, look here. Hey, man,
Cincinnati, we're talking about you know that song, Freak Come Out at Night.
But you stupid. But we need to do something different.
Yeah, we do. Go ahead, Joey. My bad.
Nah, you good, D. What was you finna say?
No, go ahead. They weren't important. I mean, yours probably more important than I finna say. Go ahead.
I was just finna say, man, we need to do something different as a society because think about how many people who just stand idly by and let stuff happen. I think the theory behind it is called the bystander effect. Y'all ever seen like something happening to somebody and you didn't do nothing because like, oh, somebody gonna call the police. Somebody gonna call the police. Mm-hmm. And then nobody ends up calling the police because everybody think that somebody else gonna call the police.
Yeah.
That's the same situation that we in. If don't nobody start to say something to these people who violating, the people who beating up women, the people, the men who sagging their pants, or the men is not taking care of their kids, or the women that want to be city girls, or, you know what I'm saying, the women that want to walk around half naked, bro. The problem is we don't say anything as a collective, bro. If we brought back shaming, if we brought back, you know, modesty, if we brought back, you know, kicking people out of our community or disassociating ourselves with certain people because of the way they act, then a lot of this stuff wouldn't be happening.
Absolutely.
You feel me? If you sagged your pants and nobody wanted to deal with you because you sagged your pants, eventually you'll stop sagging your pants.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? But they call that the pick me mentality. A lot of shorties, like when shorties want to act right and do the right thing and say they care about a man and not dress half naked, they say, oh, well, you a pick me and you going to let men dictate how you is? And I mean, it's just like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that women empowerment mean walking out side with your booty cheeks out and in a sheer dress?
Right. Jordan, I'm gonna give you an example. I don't want to tell nobody where I work, but I work at a place where honestly kids is really don't need to come here without their parents anyway because it's very high end stuff. And I had a group of kids come into my place of business and tried to destroy it, you know. So some of them got arrested, you know, because I'm not playing that shit. You feel me?
Oh, I forgot you, the store manager, ain't it?
Yeah. You know, I'm the big dog around that bitch.
Well, you got
you. I'm the head honcho. But today, I had a group of kids. It was like 15 kids. I seen them in my parking lot running around, playing around people's cars. And as soon as they got to my door, they thought they was finna come in. I said, what y'all doing?
I wish I was done, dog.
There's nothing for kids about. So one of them told me, suck their dick.
Hey, did you do it?
Man, get the fuck out of here, dog. That's what I told him. I've been a kid before, but tell your mama to suck it. You feel me? Tell your mama to suck it, dog.
Hey, boy, you better stop, boy. These kids ain't playing no more, bro.
Listen, you should have seen his face. All his friends were like, ooh, ooh. If he would have hit me, God bless him, I would have went to jail for beating the shit out of a minor.
Hey, bro, these kids don't play no more, bro.
But look, though, I put them all together. I said, let me tell y'all something. It's cool to have friends. It's cool to have fun. But what is not cool is to be disrespectful. That shit ain't funny. I said, but y'all not going to do it. I said, listen. In 5 years from now, bro, if you still acting the same way you act, you ain't gonna be nowhere in life. I said, bro, I would help you be a better man, bro. Because right now, you're just trying to be funny in front of your friends. But that ain't gonna get you nowhere. Because guess what? I have the power not to get you arrested or not. And see, I don't like putting black people in jail. But trust and believe me, bitch, I'd be the first one to put you there.
Yeah, but that's the parenting 101, bro, right there.
And that's the thing I said, bro. I know, and that's another thing I said. I know our parents did not send y'all to school to act like buffoons. I said, bro, y'all, you know, I said, I don't know your situation, though, bro. But guess what? I bet you in your household. I said, what I said to him, I was so mad. I don't remember what I said. I just started preaching to the young niggas. You feel me?
Yeah. Hey, but you know what?
It's okay to be different. I try to explain it like it's okay to be different. You don't have to be a meat rider with your friends, dog. It's okay to be different. You don't have to be like Tom, Dick, and Harry. It's okay to be you. If people don't like you for being you, fuck them. Find somebody else. There's 8 billion people in this world. You will have a friend.
Yeah, bro. I think, bro, it's bigger than that, man. A lot of our grandparents didn't tolerate stuff that our parents did. You right. feel me? Mm-hmm. And because of that, a lot of kids don't understand what's disrespectful. You feel me? Like, I remember at one point in time that you'll catch a fade for talking to an older person sideways, bro. Really? Like my granddad's generation, bro, he'd put his hands on you. No problem. You feel me? It wasn't no assault charges, wasn't no battery charges, wasn't no none of that. Like, oh, nah, you going to catch this fade because you talking real disrespectful and you a young person. That's yeah. necessary.
But you know the problem with that now, man? If somebody, you say something to somebody's kids now, you got the kid, you got the mother and the father want to cut up
yeah.
at the person that said something to him. You know what I'm saying? Even with school teachers now, man, can't say nothing to kids.
Yeah, ain't no village no more.
It's like, come on, man. I can't say nothing to your kid because you're going to come out here hollering and yelping and threatening to jump on me because I'm trying to guide your kid in the right direction.
Exactly.
It's crazy, man. And I like what you said earlier, Jordan, that we need to do something about it, man. Kiana's not on tonight, but we have other podcasts that we can team up with. I think, man, we can make this thing pretty big, especially when we teaming up with other people, man. Hey, the little thing, past not built. You know what I'm saying? Going yeah. to the community talking about stuff like this. Miss Robin, she was great, man, when we had her on the show, man. I think she'd be a great speaker if we decide to set something up like that, man. But, man, we got to get, man. It starts,
hey, I ain't fucking with Chicago and Gary, dog. I keep getting sick every time I come out there, dog. y'all got to come to the city, dog.
But hey. I told you, man. I told you it wasn't Gary in Chicago. It was a goddamn on Airbnb. If that lady listening,
I don't give a fuck. What is? I'm trying to get my tools up there, dog.
hey, but the next show, the next show going down here in Cincinnati, though, man. Cincinnati, get ready. You miss Gary in Dallas? But don't miss this one, man. It's yeah. gonna be hard.
Listen, this one, we're gonna have live performers and everything.
I think we need to start like a pull your pants up drive or something like that. Because honestly, bro, I think if as a society, if we get the men together, then the women don't have no other option but to fall in line, bro. Because right. the societies, bro, they come from strong men, strong leaders. Now how you gonna expect women to want to follow men that's sagging their pants or don't want to work, don't got no job, or don't got no applicable skills, or can't read, can't add. You don't even know if the numbers on your paycheck right or not.
Right.
You give me like...
You don't know how to figure out 4 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
That's what I'm saying. How do you expect women to want to follow this group of men? And again, it's kind of delayed to women kind of taking on... You know, the role of being masculine. And most shorties don't want to do that, but they got to nowadays.
They got to.
Come on.
And we'll talk more off the air, man. I'm just sitting here thinking right now, man, a lot of programs that we can start. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when Keanu started with the Mommies of, what it was, the Magic?
Mommies of Magic, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just like she started that. We already know, man, we got to get into the young guys' head, you know what I'm saying, and make sure we try to guide them the right way. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, man, if we don't get into this, these are our next presidents. These kids that's coming up now, man, think about it.
Our next doctors, our next lawyers. Yeah.
And boy, and some of them I'm looking at now like, really? Come on. They the next teachers. Boy, look at her. I'm scared already, but just think about it. Boy, look at her. If we don't do something right now, man, it's going to be...
And you trying to have eight more kids.
We'll talk off air, boy.
Man.
But I'm saying, I know we got a lot going on, a lot of things to do, but I think, man, to that program there, man, that'd be something big for us, man.
Yeah, bro. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, bro. We gotta change the mindset of the youth, bro. But yeah, man, looking in the programs that help you, but even if we did a belt drive, bro, where you could come in, get a free belt, you know.
But Jordan, whatever. I'm gonna be honest with you. That still ain't gonna change anything because dudes wear belts and still sag. So we gotta find something that's gonna get it.
Yeah. To well, heads. You're right, Calvin. Then we gotta find you something know, different, bro. Because ain't no way, bro.
Because honestly, bro, we can have our belts all day long. They gonna throw that shit in the trash, dog. Only 20% out of 100. If you look at statistics, if we give out 100 belts, 10% of those belts is gonna be on. 90% is gonna be in the trash. So every hundred people that we give a belt to, only 10 gonna use it.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's just statistics, bro.
No, I hear what you're saying. I ain't disagreeing with you, bro. I'm saying that's crazy, bro.
And it ain't just kids, bro. It's grown
people too.
And my
boy.
Thing is this, though. My thing is this. And then we can get off this topic. Why the fuck do you sag and you know your jaw, your underwear is baggy as fuck?
You stupid, man.
Oh, you got a hole in the motherfucker.
This guy is baggy. Then you wearing them cheap Walmart drawers. The Fruit of the Looms.
Because they don't fit.
Then you and them bitches got the what's the little net balls that be on with these? I don't know, I ain't got them on my drawers, but the little net things on your drawers and shit.
The cotton balls,
yeah, you got that shit all on your drawers. Knowing like, bitch, you have them drawers on Tuesday and it's fucking Tuesday again. Like, what the fuck?
Well, you stupid.
I don't know what happened, but it kicked me off.
He said they riding here low ride. They got the same
drawers
they had on last week.
Last Tuesday, no way, and it's Tuesday again. And you still sagging. Like, y'all bitch, funny. Bitch, you still got the same powder on.
Hey, but you know what I'm saying? We got to do something, bro.
Got to do something, bro. It's just crazy, bro. These, boy, look at him.
Oh.
And the next hey, imagine, man, your president walking across the stage holding up his pants.
Ain't no way, bro.
Ass, dog. Bitch, you, a bitch think they threw a shoe at a president, bitch. Watch what I saw. Bitch, do that. Fuck wrong with you, dog.
Man.
My president's sagging, I'm beating his ass. Because I'm going to think you a straight hood nigga, and I'm going to dog you like you want.
Yeah, y'all funny. No cap.
Hey,
you're
president. You go to Washington, D.C. He's 2 steps away from the project.
Yeah, he ain't lying, bro. Yep, man. You definitely ain't lying about DC. I ain't gonna lie, they need to do something about that.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I was just finna say, man, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up. But you know, off the call online, man, we do need to talk later about trying to figure something out for the youth because man, right now where we going, it ain't really no hope in it. You know what I'm saying? And yep. It is some good apples, bro. It's some good kids out there, but it ain't enough of them to combat how many bad kids is out there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the thing is, man, we got to, and to help these kids, we got to go into the hood. That's where you got to start. You can't start in the suburbs or send an email. You got to go where they at.
Oh, no. You don't send no email.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what would attract a lot of kids. Hey, Cabo Grill somewhere. They coming.
Uh-huh. They coming, bro. Do something fast now. Something.
For real. Hey, boy, in the wintertime, hey, I remember hearing somebody say Chicago crime went down. And they go down between November and March. They go to go for niggas be outside.
All right, exactly. Exactly.
Well, man. But we got to do something, man. That's gonna be on the program too. After we plan this Cincinnati show, I won't say probably be this year because we all on the same page. It's getting too cold to travel, especially out there in the Northwest, boy. What?
Hey, I'm willing to do Florida, man. Y'all just let me know. But, shit, you know, I got to let my old lady know something. You know, we got another kid now, so it ain't easy.
You know what I'm saying? Florida was, he did, yeah, man, we'll talk, man, because I had people in Pensacola, man, wanted to come down that way there, so we'll get together, we'll talk.
All right, well, you know, look, this has been another episode of the D-Stock Show, baby. I don't know what happened to the ladies tonight, but they left it up to us.
At least we had D.
But you're here,
but we out.
We out.
We out.